back to the consent agenda. First pulled item was 782.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Portland State University Institute on Aging for tasks related to startup of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability's Age-Friendly Cities Program in the amount of $20,000.
And Lightning, you pulled this, is that correct? Okay, very good. So, and do we have anybody from staff to discuss this? Do you want to come on up? Good morning.
Good morning. Joe Zender with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. The item in front of you today is an intergovernmental agreement for funding of research from the Portland State University Institute on Aging that we're doing is sort of the prelim to a hire that we're also in the process of doing to bring on a person to develop for the city an age-friendly program. The research is going to be reaching out actually to bureaus' leaderships, program leaderships, to explore their understanding and how of age-friendly policy and how that might be relevant. Second is to understand inventory the comp plan policies relevant to age-friendly so that we have sort of a place to start the work.
Very good. Thank you. Public testimony. I know Lightning pulled this. Good morning. Lightning, you pulled it. We'll let you go first.
Okay. Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Superhumanity Evolution. One of the things I like when we're talking age-friendly policies and going in that direction is that I want a little more, I guess, studies also done in the neurogenesis area. And I really want to have an understanding that, you know, when we begin to age, we also can produce more neurons. And we need to really have some study on neurogenesis, on understanding that with today's technology, there are so many advances that we're seeing that when we're talking age-friendly city is that we need to be looking at really on the well-being and the brain health of aging individuals. And why that's so important is when we're talking Alzheimer's and different type of things that you normally look at pertaining to aging is that when you begin to look many years before, we can begin doing things that might have an effect in the future as far as when you're aging that will really be beneficial. And again, my position is really from a neuroscience perspective and really beginning to work with the neuroscientists on aging itself and understanding the synaptic connections, the neuron genesis as far as adding more neurons and really understanding that we are, with 86 billion neurons possibly, we have the potential on really benefiting people when they are aging, when we begin to understand how to really begin to take care of yourself from the brain health perspective and really understanding on just treating people in a reasonable manner has an effect on your neurons and how many neurons you produce and how many neurons do a synaptic connection and actually go into the memory mode. And when you start really analyzing that and understanding just by what you say to somebody has an effect on them. And it's really important to understand and start to look at this on an overall basis from the standpoint of aging and understanding the real technological advances that they have now and to study this and to really improve people's lives. So that's my position. Thank you.
Mayor. Commissioner Hardesty.
Lightning, I some days you just absolutely fascinate me. Were you here when we did the presentation from the coalition that's been created around Aging Friendly? Were you in the city council that day?
I believe I was. I was here at a few of them, yes.
Okay. And so, you know, the city, even though we want to do a whole bunch of stuff,
yes,
we have a very limited lane, right?
Sure.
For the things that we can actually invest resources and time and energy in,
yeah,
right? And so our goal, at least from what I've been able to understand in my short time here, is to ensure that people as they age can continue to do the things that bring them joy. Right?
Absolutely.
They can continue to travel around the city. They can continue to go to plays. They can continue to do all the things that today bring them joy, right? And we also know that people are living a lot longer, right?
Yes, yes.
And people are basically a lot healthier today than they were, say, in my parents' time, right?
Yeah.
So what advice, based on just that very narrow, because, you know, I mean, I wish we could go and talk about brain syntax and and all that good stuff.
Right.
Based on that, what's the best investment of the 20,000 that we're going to contribute to this coalition who's really looking at a whole host of other stuff?
Right. I guess we're the 20,000, I think, and I'll be honest with you, I think it might be a little bit on the low side on how important this issue is.
They do, too.
Yes, and I'm sure that the aging friendly people do also. But really, I guess from my position, I think really getting the neuroscientists more involved and having some of them step up to the table, such as in having them in the discussions and really showing the advancements on MRIs and imaging and just healthy foods and exercise, as you know, is so important on your neurons and the synapses that take place and just those type of areas, because it really falls back on, like you were saying, living healthy, living longer, and that's what it's really about at the end of the day. And if the neuroscientists, I think, have made great steps and gains in this area that we've never seen before, except really in the last 3 to 5 years, in my opinion. So that's kind of where I'm at. Bring in the neuroscientists and people in that field.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
For the record again, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson.
Once upon a time in Portland, we didn't have a city councilor, Commissioner Joanne Hardesty. She was just a private citizen. And she came to 540 Southeast 73rd. And Nancy Wigmore was born in 1937. She's since moved to assisted living from living up there on the sides of Mount Tabor over in the Oddfellows. But when we're talking about this $20,000 and the Institute on Aging, I hope that even though you're sort of letting this money go and trusting it to work well with the other $200,000 you've invested, that you'll ask about how much contact there was with people who are experiencing the process of late life aging. Those are the only answers. Somebody that's 50 or 30 or 20, if their research isn't directly rooted in contact with people that are living within the variety of conditions we have in the city limits, then we might be buying research that may not actually have the best impact on people's lives. So I hope that as commissioners concerned about your older constituents, you'll maybe pencil in a note to review or engage off the record with the IOA. This money is actually going to the Institute on Aging at Portland State. And maybe it's even anecdotally appropriate that we get a report to poll some of these senior citizens, as seems to be the still acceptable phrase, and have them come and engage. I think this morning, 2 out of 5 communication slots went unused. And this actually is a good investment to diversify beyond myself. You know, we don't get to, it takes now, if I signed up last week, I won't get to testify until the last week of October. But the absences should be filled with robust interjections from high school youth, maybe just concentrate on the ends of the spectrum and the margin, high school youth and elderly people. Hopefully there'll be some outreach. Also, the program does barely mention Multnomah County, but as Joanne alluded to, the city's lane is narrow, many wider lanes of aging and disability services over at the county. And so we want to make sure that these $20,000 and the previous $200,000 robustly engage those professional staff, and especially with the elderly people they're in contact with. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there any further public testimony on this item, Carla?
That's all who signed up.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Hardesty?
Aye. I think this is a really excellent investment in working with our population as people age. I'm certainly aging myself, and I hope the city gets better and better so that I can age as well as I would like. I vote aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
I'm glad this one got pulled. We already supported this, obviously, in the 2019-2020 budget. We included $200,000 to fund the age-friendly city pilot program through the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. But this is a very important issue for our community. One thing we all of us have in common from the time we're born, we all are aging. This, of course, discussion today represents just a small portion of the $200,000 that we allocated. So this is an authorization for an intergovernmental agreement for $20,000 to PSU's Institute on Aging to continue the work across bureaus and with Portlanders to make sure that our city is a city that's friendly for people of all ages. This is a pilot program that is not new. It builds on a platform that is at least 12 years old. There's been a lot of hard work during that decade plus on this program. I want to acknowledge this work by thanking our advisory council who laid the strong foundation for the pilot program that we're funding, our staff and our partners who conducted the baseline age-friendly research so we can measure future progress. And I also want to give a shout out to the Multnomah County commissioners who in 2014 passed a resolution to join in our age-friendly network. I also want to thank all of my colleagues for investing in this pilot program. I want to particularly acknowledge Commissioner Fish and express my gratitude to him and to his office for his vision and his leadership and his collaborative approach to our city's effort to make sure that our city is inclusive and accessible, that promotes active aging and encourages enablement and focuses on uniting generations together. This is, you know, Nick has been a partner with me going all the way back to 2007 when I convened the Vital Aging Task Force at Multnomah County with co-chair then Commissioner Maria Rojo DeStefi. Nick was very, very active on behalf of the City of Portland to begin the process of laying the foundation for vital aging and working for generations to focus on uniting generations. Oddly enough, I'm going to give a shout out to somebody I have never given a shout out to in this chamber, to the best of my knowledge. She's deserving of it. That is my mother, who sent me a lengthy letter this week, and it was on this very subject, talking about the real opportunity that exists by uniting generations rather than separating them. And we know that the science that PSU and others have done backs this. When older adults are engaged with youth, that gives older adults a sense of belonging and a sense of purpose, and we know it is good for their brain and it is good for their health. Alternatively, we know that when young people have an active, engaged older adult in their life, it helps them develop and helps them thrive as well, to know that there is somebody who is older who is looking out for them and interested in what they're doing. So, Mom, this is to you. Thank you. You are right, as always. I look forward to learning more from BPS and PSU's Institute on Aging in the strategic ways that we're going to continue to make progress. I'm very proud to vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you. Thank you, Mom.